What can college students in Wisconsin do now to be ready to vote next year? Joining us on the final segment of the show, the executive director of the government watchdog group Common Cause in Wisconsin, Jay Heck. Good morning, Jay.
TGIF, Greg. Thanks for having me on.
Students are going to be returning to school in Wisconsin at public universities and private colleges in the next couple of weeks. It seems too early to get ready to vote in 2020.
Well, I did have some college-age kids, and it's never a convenient time or a good time for them to do things like this. But one of the reasons why we're doing this now is we want to get it on the radar screen, because I think a lot of students, if they're Wisconsin residents, assume that when they get their student ID, that the student ID would be sufficient for them to be able to, use when they vote. And the problem is that the law is written in such a way that most of the student IDs issued by four-year colleges and universities are not acceptable when you want to vote. And so students often don't find that out until they're trying to vote on election day. So what we're asking is that students check at their college and university to see whether or not the ID that they are issued by the university or the college is compliant with the state law. And then if they have a Wisconsin driver's license, they're set. But, you know, a lot of students might be coming from out of state and registering to vote in Wisconsin. Or there's an awful lot of freshmen in particular who may not have driver's licenses because they just have opted not to get them at this point in their life. So if you can check now, you'll save a lot of time and heartache later on. And what we're asking people to do is to simply go to our website. It's right on the front page, commoncausewisconsin.org. And what it lists is what you need to do in order to vote if you're a student, and then whether or not your particular college or university, whether the student ID that's issued is compliant with state law to vote, and if it's not, where you can actually go on campus to get an ID that's compliant.
All right, and it's not that hard to do. If your student ID isn't acceptable, it's not that hard to get one that is.
That's right. But if you're waiting until Election Day 2020 and there's long lines, you may not be able to vote. So that's why we're saying let's get it on your radar screen right now.
Right. And there's
amongst the many other things you have to do.
All right. So the first election could be as early as February if there is a primary in the state Supreme Court race.
That's correct, and it looks like there likely will be. There are three declared candidates, and so in February 2020, that primary would winnow the three-person field down to two, and then the final two would be in the April 7th election. But, you know, what's also important for students to know is that there is going to be what's expected to be, at least, a very competitive presidential primary. Certainly on the Democratic side, I would think it's possible on the Republican side as well. We'll see. But so a lot of students there'll be great interest in, particularly in Wisconsin, which is considered by experts all over the country to be the decider, the battleground state that both Trump and whoever his opponent is are going to be fighting for. So I think a lot of students would have a real interest in wanting to vote. And it would just be a shame that if they show up to the polling place on April 7th and they have their student ID, and if it's not compliant, then they'll have to go to somewhere else on campus to get it. And, you know, who knows? The line could be long.
All right. So they've got, let's say they have their ID taken care of. What about registering?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, if you have a compliant ID, in other words, if you can still register at the polling place on election day, we still have what's called same day or election day voter registration. But that would also necessitate, and it's going to be probably like this all over the state, where you got to stand in line and you got to then register to vote. You have to bring the right kinds of ID in order to be able to vote. You also have to bring that in order to register. It's better to register earlier. It's better to register. You can do it online. Again, go to our website, commoncausewisconsin.org. It'll show you how to do that, or myvote.gov. That's the Wisconsin site that you can go to. Register ahead of time so that you're not having to do all this on primary or election day next year. And, you know, again, I think the main reason we want to just make this clear is I think a lot of students are probably not aware that they, A, number one, need to be registered to vote, and two, that you can do it at the polling place, but you have to have the right form of ID. So make sure that your, if your college or university ID isn't compliant, that you get it ahead of time. And again, if you have a Wisconsin driver's license, that will be sufficient. Or even if you have a passport, not a lot of college students have passports, but some do. So those are fine. Military ID, tribal ID. There's a few other forms, but just check it out ahead of time so that you're not sorry on election day. You know, in 2018, but particularly in 2016, a lot of students were waiting in line to vote, and then when they got when they had to present their ID, they didn't have the right ID, and a lot of them just left because, you know, they didn't want to have to wait in line again. So let's not let that happen.
All right. What else? Anything else, or are they good to go?
Well, the other thing too is that, you know, to vote in Wisconsin, it used to be a very easy state to vote in. It's been made considerably more difficult over the last 8 years because, you know, one party, in this case the Republicans, have tried to make it more difficult for college students and for people that rely on public transportation rather than cars. The Republicans tend to think that those people vote more Democratic. So they have made our voting process more difficult. And in fact, we have the fewest forms of ID of almost any state in the country that you can use. But, you know, rather than just complain about that, which, you know, we've been doing for years, just go out and get the right ID and get it ahead of time and take a couple of your friends on campus if you're a college student and get them the right ID. Right. It really makes a difference.
All right. Common Cause in Wisconsin Director Jay Heck, thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, Jay.
You too, Greg. Thanks for having me.